This one goes to Mr. John V. Russell, down in Florida. Dear Mr. Russell, thank you very much for your wire and for your generous words. It was kind of you to take the time and trouble, and I am most grateful. Believe me, you brightened my day. Again, thanks. Sincerely, Ronald Reagan. This one to a Mr. John Ference, F-E-R-E-N-C-E. Dear Mr. Ference, you were very kind to send a wire as you did, and I am most grateful. Thank you for your generous words. I assure you, we intend to negotiate in good faith and to try as hard as we can to achieve the zero base that I mentioned in my remarks. Again, thanks. Sincerely, Ronald Reagan. This one goes to Mr. Erdevig, E-R-D-E-V-I-G. Dear Mr. Erdevig, thank you for sending me a wire with regard to my recent arms proposal. It may be, as you say, unacceptable to the Soviets, but I assure you, it is not a bluff. We are going to do everything we can to achieve the zero base that I proposed. Sincerely, Ronald Reagan. This one goes to Miss Dorothy Lindner, L-I-N-D-N-E-R. Dear Miss Lindner, I received your wire regarding my arms proposal to the Soviet Union. I wonder what alternative you would suggest, since you think that I was only talking to save face. Let me assure you, I don't think I need to save face on this subject, but also, I am definitely sincere about striving as hard as we can to achieve the elimination of those weapons that are now poised in Europe, none of which belong to the United States. Sincerely, Ronald Reagan. This one to Colonel H.D. Harpold, H-A-R-P-O-L-D. Dear Colonel Harpold, you were very kind to take the time and trouble to wire me as you did. And I want you to know how much I appreciate it. We are going to negotiate in good faith and strive as hard as we can for the elimination of those so-called medium-range missiles which could destroy all of Europe. Thanks again. Best regards, Ronald Reagan. This one goes to Governor John C. West. Dear John, it was good to hear from you, and I certainly appreciate your generous words. I'm encouraged by what you told me with regard to your Saudi, S-A-U-D-I, friends. The goal is Middle East peace, and I don't believe we can be effective unless we convince the Arabs as well as the Israelis that we intend to be fair in our help in achieving that peace. Again, thanks, and it was good to hear from you after these several years. Sincerely, Ron. This one to Dr. Robert G. Little. Dear Dr. Little, thank you very much for your kind letter of October 29th. I'm sorry to be so late in answering, but it takes a while for mail to reach my desk. I appreciate your generous words. Also, your communication with your senators and representative. It was this that is helping to get our budget cuts and our tax proposals. And I assure you, I'm not going to back away from what it is we're trying to accomplish. Again, my heartfelt thanks. I have enclosed the autograph you requested for your daughter, Meg. Sincerely, Ronald Reagan. This one to Mr. George C. Werner, W-E-R-N-E-R, the third. Dear Mr. Werner, thank you very much for your kind letter of October 15th. I'm sorry to be so late in answering, but it takes a while for mail to reach my desk. I enjoyed my day with all of you at the World Affairs Council very much. Don't give the noisy demonstrators a second thought. They did not detract from the heartwarming welcome you all gave me. Thanks again. Best regards, Ronald Reagan. This one to Professor Stephen A. Kaufman, K-A-U-F-M-A-N. Dear Professor Kaufman, thank you very much for your letter regarding the arms package. I can't tell you how much it meant to me to get your letter of approval. Let me assure you, I am pledged to the preservation of Israel. I believe this is a long-time moral obligation of our government and our people. I also believe, however, that we can only succeed in helping bring peace to the Middle East if we convince some of the more moderate Arab states that we can be fair to both sides in any help we might offer to bring about that peace. Again, my heartfelt thanks. Sincerely, Ronald Reagan. This one to Dr. David L. Wood, W-O-O-D. Dear Dr. Wood, thank you very much for your letter and for your generous words. Believe me, you brightened my day. It was very kind of you to give me your findings on your European trip, and very encouraging in view of the press we're exposed to here in Washington. I am sitting here now waiting to hear the result of my first veto, the budget-busting effort on the part of some in Congress. Again, my thanks to you for your support and for your kindness in writing. Sincerely, Ronald Reagan. This one goes to Mr. Janusz, J-A-N-U-S-Z, Maziarski, M-A-Z-I-A-R-S-K-I. Dear Mr. Maziarski, thank you very much for your kind letter and welcome to the United States. I hope in the days to come, there there will be many like you who can find freedom here in our country. I'm sure you've learned already how much we admire what the people of Poland have been doing in these recent months, and how many of us share the vision of Pope John Paul II. He is truly a great man. Thank you again, and best regards. Sincerely, Ronald Reagan. This goes to a Mr. John A. Masters. Dear Mr. Masters, thank you very much for your letter and for your kind words about our cabinet members. I'm very proud of them myself and would be lost without them. Thanks too for your generous words. It was good of you to take the time and trouble to write, and I am most grateful. Sincerely, Ronald Reagan. Dear Mrs. Held, this goes to Mrs. Graydon, G-R-E-Y-D-O-N-B, Held. Dear Mrs. Held, I can't tell you how much I appreciate your letter and the story you told of meeting the man who is now president of Egypt. I confess I was tempted to look down to the end of your letter to find out who you had been talking to, but I restrained myself and read the story through, and then was surprised at who your guest turned out to be. He was here in Washington, and I met him only a few days before the tragedy. I believe Egypt is in good hands. I was, of course, a great admirer of President Sadat, but I think this man will fill his shoes. You were very kind to write and tell me this story, and I appreciate it very much. Sincerely, Ronald Reagan. This one to Cliff Gifford, G-I-F-F-O-R-D, C. Ewing, E-W-I-N-G. Dear Mr. Ewing, thank you very much for writing as you did. I appreciate it. I share your opinion of Dave Stockman and think you might be interested to know something of the truth of what happened to him. While his quotes were accurate in the magazine article, they were definitely out of context, and a false interpretation put on them by the man who wrote the article and who was supposedly a longtime friend of Mr. Stockman, but who found it to his advantage to betray him in order to get his journalistic effort. Dave is a true believer in what we are trying to accomplish. Yes, all of us have been disturbed as situations change. You know, when you're predicting 3 years ahead on a $4 trillion gross national product, you can be 99% right and find that you're $40 billion wrong. That 1% can amount to a great deal. But thanks again for your letter. I appreciate it. Sincerely, Ronald Reagan. This one John J. Bunce, B-U-N-C-E, Jr. Dear Mr. Bunce, I appreciate your concern and share your admiration for Admiral Rickover, capital R-I-C-K-O-V-E-R. May I just say that time does make changes. I hope it will ease your concern a little to know that I am asking him to be my personal advisor on the field in which he is so expert. Again, thanks and best regards, Ronald Reagan. This one to Reverend H. Gardner Anderson. That's Anderson with an E. Dear Reverend Anderson, thank you very much for your very kind letter. It was good of you to take the time and trouble, and you certainly brightened my day. And when I get up to the third floor of the White House, it will brighten Nancy's day to hear your kind words about her. She has taken some unjust criticism, and she will be happy to hear your words about taking pride in this lovely house of which we are only temporary custodians. She has done a magnificent job, and she didn't buy the expensive crockery. It was presented to the White House as a gift. Incidentally, it is the first new set of dishes since Harry Truman, and there is a certain amount of breakage in serving the various heads of state at formal dinners. We have to use mixed up sets. We don't have enough of one set left to serve all the guests. Thank you, and please extend my thanks to Mrs. Gardner for her kind words and yours. We'll continue to do battle, and if I can quote another general of another time, I'll say we'll stick it out on this line if it takes all 4 years. Thanks again. Best regards, Ronald Reagan. This one goes to Mr. William H. Costine, C-O-S-T-I-N-E. Dear Mr. Costine, the letter has reached my desk. I'm a little late in replying, but it does take some time for mail to get through the processes here and arrive on my desk. I just want you to know how very grateful I am for your kind letter and generous words. I thank you also for the suggestions as to what I should say to some of those critics who are yapping at my heels. Nancy will be most pleased when I tell her your words about her, quote, China policy, unquote. She has taken a bum rap. That new set of China, the first since Harry Truman, was donated to the White House. She didn't go out and buy it. Incidentally, it was very much needed because there's been a lot of breakage since Harry Truman's time. We'll continue our policy here of trying to restore sanity to government and do so with renewed strength because of your words. Thank you again. Sincerely, Ronald Reagan. This one goes goes to Mrs. Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E, Perry, P-E-R-R-Y. Dear Mrs. Perry, thank you very much for your letter of October 5th. I'm sorry I'm so late in answering, but it takes a while for the mail to get through the process here and reach my desk. I can't tell you how thankful I am that you wrote as you did. You make me very proud and more determined than ever to make things right in this country of ours. It may take a while, and you may get discouraged at times, but don't let it get you down. I have every confidence that you are going to do what you have set out to do. And I believe God will bless your effort. Together, with people like yourself, we are going to make this country great again. I have enclosed some autographs I thought your daughters might enjoy having. And again, I thank you with all my heart for your letter. Sincerely, Ronald Reagan. This one goes to Mr. Robert Wyres, W-E-Y-R-E-S. Dear Mr. Wyres, thank you very much for your encouraging letter. I want you to know, however, that we're not retreating an inch here. We're going to stick with our plan, and we're going to bring back fiscal sanity to this land. Please don't misunderstand about Dave Stockman and Donald Reagan. It is true the budget may not be balanced in 1984, but that is not because of any change in our plans. It is just that the figures about our problems can change. For example, we had not anticipated the recession, which resulted from high interest rates lingering longer than we had expected. We have nothing really to do with those. The Federal Reserve Board, as you know, is absolutely independent. But even there, the high interest rates were not all their doing. It is just not enough money out there in the capital market for all who want to borrow at the same time that our government must be borrowing to pay the deficits. Adding 1% to the unemployment rolls can increase the deficit by $25 billion. The high interest rates increased our cost for borrowing to pay the debt we'd inherited. And that, too, adds to our figures changing. All these two gentlemen were saying is that we do believe our plan is going to work, but with the additions to the deficits, we may have to wait a little longer to get the budget balanced. words of support. And believe me, I will continue striving. And with support like yours, perhaps one day we will turn over to your daughters a country as good as the one we were born into. My heartfelt thanks, sincerely, Ronald Reagan. This one goes to Mr. Robert C. Vatcher, V-A-T-C-H-E-R. Dear Mr. Vatcher, thank you very much for your letter, and forgive me for being so late in answering, but it does take time for mail to get through the process and reach my desk. I appreciate your generous words and share your concern about the home building industry. I know that interest rates have remained higher than any of us had anticipated, but at last they have started down. Unfortunately, they remained long enough to bring on a recession that most of us had hoped we could avoid. I'm sure you are more aware than anyone that when the rates start down, there is a lull while people wait for them to go even lower. I believe, however, as our tax cuts begin to take effect and there is more capital out there, that sometime in the coming year, by spring, early summer at least, we should be coming out of this recession. I hope for your sake it will be even sooner. Please know that I intend to stick to our program and to continue fighting with Congress to get further cuts in government spending. That, coupled with the tax program, is, I believe, the only way that we can restore fiscal sanity to this country. I wish you all the best, and thank you again from the bottom of my heart for your letter. Sincerely, Ronald Reagan. This one to Mr. David Hart, H-A-R-T. Dear Mr. Hart, thank you very much for your letter and your support. You are right on target when you remark about Wall Street being anxious as to whether Congress will go along with what we're trying to accomplish. disagreement. They are the ones we are having to fight in our efforts to continue our program of reduced government spending and reduced tax rates. Again, thanks and best regards, Ronald Reagan. This one goes to Mr. Homer R. Ayers, A-Y-E-R-S. Dear Mr. Ayers, thank you for your letter, and I'm sorry to be so late in my reply, but it does take a while for mail to reach my desk. Since you wrote, interest rates have slowly begun to come down. There is no question that they have been responsible in large part for the recession we are now in. None of us here expected a great resurgence in the economy before 1982. Indeed, we have predicted a soggy economy. We had not anticipated, however, the recession. And as I say, I believe the high interest rates contributed to that. They have started down, however, and of course I know there will be a lull for a while because people are going to wait for them to go even lower before they borrow or seek a mortgage. But I am convinced that our plan, given a chance, is going to restore fiscal sanity to this country. It is a hard fight because many in Congress still cling to the old tax and tax, spend and spend theory that got us into our present situation. I must be fair and say that while I believe the Fed played a part in the high interest rates, I think the marketplace itself and the law of supply and demand made its contribution. Too much borrowing, both private and government, for the limited supply of capital. That's why I think as our tax program takes hold, there will be an increase in available capital, and thus interest rates will be further encouraged to drop. I believe we are going to see an improvement next spring or early summer. I wish I could say earlier than that, but I don't think that's possible. At any rate, please be assured we are going to stick with our plan and continue to do battle with the Congress. In that regard, may I just say that your senator, to whom you sent a copy of your letter, Howard Baker, has been a stalwart in this battle on the side of fiscal sanity. Thank you for writing as you did. Sincerely, Ronald Reagan. This one goes to Mr. Stephen, S-T-E-P-H-E-N, D. Fromang, FROMANG. Dear Mr. Fromang, I can't tell you how much your letter of November 4th has meant to me. Thank you for your generous words, and thank you for your heartfelt endorsement of our program. Please be assured, we're not going to retreat. Right now, we're engaged in a battle with those forces in the Congress who want to resist further spending cuts. We are going to continue to cut spending, and I'm not in favor of tax increases. I believe that our tax cutting is going to be a stimulant to the economy and help get the wheels turning again. Thank you again. Sincerely, Ronald Reagan. This goes to a Mr. Greg, G-R-E-G-G, Calkins, C-A-L-K-I-N-S. Dear Mr. Calkins, thank you very much for your letter of October 27. I wish I could tell you that things are going to be all right in the next few months. I think it's going to take a little longer than that. It is true the high interest rates changed our assessments with regard to budget cutting. But please don't think that the problem is caused by our cutting taxes and cutting government spending. I am convinced that our plan will begin to show effects, certainly by spring, and at least by early summer. I wish I could say earlier than that, but the high interest rates, which I believe brought on the recession we're in, has set back some of our previous estimates. So, the budget will not be balanced by 1984. But let me make it clear, we're in agreement, you and I, that the most important thing is it will be coming down. The rate of deficit spending, I mean. Inflation is coming down, and even there a little faster than we had anticipated. Since you wrote your letter, you know, of course, that interest rates are coming down. There will be a lull in your business, particularly, and in home building for a while as they start down, because people just naturally say, well, I'll wait because they're going to get lower. Please be assured that we are not pledged to the goal of a balanced budget as the end of all our undertakings. That is not nearly as important as getting the economy moving again through tax rate reductions and controlling the excessive government spending. Thanks again. Hang in there. And so will we. Sincerely, Ronald Reagan. This one goes to Mr. Ruben, R-U-B-E-N, Betancourt, B-E-T-A-N-C-O-U-R-T. Dear Mr. Betancourt, thank you very much for your letter. You didn't date it, so I don't know how long you've been waiting for an answer. If it has been a long time, please forgive me, but it takes a while for mail to get to my desk. Your letter has just reached me. Please think nothing of your inability to heed that fundraising letter from the committee. I've had to say no many times myself in the past. address myself, if I can, to the other things you said in your letter. I know the problems are great. We are in an economic recession. We have been for too many decades spending above our means and taxing the people to the point that now our economy has slowed down. This is why I believe the answer is reduced government spending and reduced tax rates to allow the people to save and invest so there's capital for our industrial machine to rebuild itself. I know, too, there is a crime problem. Indeed, I'm very much aware of that. But may I tell you this also? Out in the country and all across this great land, there are millions of Americans who want what you want, who are determined that we can be that kind of country again. And they give me the faith to keep on doing what I'm doing. I have just answered a young black woman separated from her husband, four children, 33 years of age, who is on welfare, but has managed to get herself a high school diploma and now is setting out to get off welfare and be self-sufficient. Her courage and her faith in this country, as expressed in her letter, were such that my own faith was renewed, if that was necessary. Actually, I've never lost faith. We have started here at the White House a nationwide program to stimulate voluntarism. This country, before we began thinking that only government could do things for the people, had a proud heritage of the people themselves rallying together to meet needs, to solve problems, to do things that needed to be done. Well, we have appealed for a rebirth of that. And we have a national committee going to work on it. And I'm beginning to get letters from all over the country from groups that have sprung into existence to do these voluntary things. I guess what I'm saying is America is still filled with millions of good neighbors who, if you knocked at their door and needed help, would offer that help. People like yourself are the backbone of this country. The great middle class, the unsung heroes who get up in the morning, go to work, send the kids to school, pay their bills, and yes, if war comes, send their sons or go themselves if they're young enough. And it's true, they are the people who have been hardest hit by the ill-advised government policies of the last few decades. They are the people we're listening to and trying to help. And recently, when our proposed budget cuts, the largest ever proposed in our nation, to do something about it. And I think we're going to get it done. Sincerely, Ronald Reagan. This goes to Mr. Maurice W. Phillips. Dear Mr. Phillips, thank you very much for writing as you did. I understand your concern about the Haitians coming to our door and our present position with regard to taking them in. There is no change with regard to our taking in refugees who are fleeing as the boat people did from the communist conquerors, or people fleeing the kind of dictatorship that we have seen in Cuba. The Haitians, however, are actually just coming to this country for economic betterment. I know something of what their lot is, and I can well understand they're wanting to come here. But we have to have immigration quotas, because that kind of immigrant is to be found in every corner of the world. And there is no way that we could, without limit, take all who want to come here simply for the opportunity this country offers. It is for this reason that we have moved with Canada, Mexico, and Venezuela on what we call our Caribbean plan. It is our hope that together, these four nations, and with the help of the private sector, can seek to alleviate the conditions that make so many people, particularly from the Caribbean states, want to come here. In other words, we're going to try to create an economic infrastructure in their countries so there will be opportunity and jobs and a decent living for the people. With this, we hope also will come the kind of social reforms that will make life more free as it is here in our own land, in those places where they do lack some of the democracy that we prize so highly. We are continuing to take in the refugees from persecution. I'm sorry, with regard to the Haitians, that we can't take them all. But if we did, we would have no reason to have immigration quotas for a number of other countries. Please believe, I am not unfeeling about this, and do wish we could offer a haven for all. Sincerely, Ronald Reagan. This goes to Mrs. Bill Casey, C-A-S-E-Y. This one goes to a Mrs. Bill Casey, no relation to the CIA. Dear Mrs. Casey, C-A-S-E-Y, thank you very much for writing as you did, giving me a chance to answer. Forgive me for being so late in responding, but it does take time for mail to get through the mill and to my desk. Your letter has just reached me. Mrs. Casey, having a ranch of my own, I do have some understanding of the problems you're talking about. I don't know of anyone who has been caught harder in the cost price squeeze becoming less and less because over the years they turned down the printing presses at the mint and printed more money while we haven't made an increase in the things to buy with that money. Our whole program is aimed at reducing that inflation, which has caused the problems your son faces. We have made gains. We've reduced inflation by several percentage points in these 10 or 11 months that we've been here. But we have much farther to go. We have to bring inflation down to the point that interest rates also come down. And we can do this